Bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores.
Would never go that far.
Exactly. What's going on, Joe?
A friend to all.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Good. Down on the bayou this morning?
We are indeed in Baton Rouge, and it's a sunny day and going to be about 70 degrees, so hopefully good weather will bring good results for us.
Bob Horner, find you guys any place to eat down there?
Actually, there are plenty of places to eat down here. we ate with the team last night.
Bob, find a place to double down?
They have those places as well. But
yes.
I don't think we supported Louisiana education last night, right. So that was good.
Nothing for the economy. That's good.
That's right.
All right. Well, let's talk – before we talk about Vanderbilt's game at LSU tonight, some nice honors for women's players Christina Wirth and Jen Risper. Christina won first-team all-conference honors and also the Scholar Athlete of the Year in the league, and also Risper was named the Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, and made second team as well, and Meredith Marsh made second team. So some great honors all the way around. And you know, Tina Wirth was, you know, a consensus first team all-conference selection, and you know, just had a very solid year, really down the stretch, really picked up her game down the stretch when the Commodores needed her to kind of carry them, and had a great year. And Jen Risper is just one of those players that is amazing. At 5'8 or 5'9, is one of the best rebounders around. I mean, she just is tenacious and gets after it on the boards as well as defensively, and very deserving of that honor. And Meredith Marsh, so many big baskets throughout the year. You know, had a couple of games where she was just you know, absolutely critical from outside with those 3-point shots, and so well deserved for all of them. And hopefully they've got a lot of basketball left to play. You know, they're in North Little Rock to play in the SEC tournament. Fortunately, they have a first-round bye, which is very nice. But, you know, there are a lot of expectations for them to do well this week.
Joe, Station Camp lost in the regionals. So the end of the road, you know, for the high school career, the great, prolific high school career of John Jenkins, who's Vanderbilt bound. And now I can't remember a freshman who will come into Vanderbilt with as much hype as this kid. You know, I know Drew Maddox came in as a local kid. I wasn't around for Charles Davis. Can you remember any freshman that's going to come in ballyhooed as much as John Jenkins will?
I think the two you mentioned probably are the ones that come to mind, Mark. And I hope for John's sake and for everybody else's that he doesn't carry the weight of the world coming in and thinking he's got to, you know, step in here on day one and be a prolific scorer and jump right into the starting lineup, because I'm not sure it's going to work out that way. But no question, he is highly anticipated. You know, that shooting stroke he has from outside is something that any team would value. And you can only imagine what this team would be like if it had one more. You know, Brad Tinsley's been very good. Jermaine Beal has been outstanding. He's among the league leaders in 3-point shots. But you know, Jenkins at 6'4", and with that stroke, brings a whole other element. And I know they're looking forward to getting him here. In fact, if we get him on a plane, no, you can't do that.
Yeah. Just leave the hype to talk show idiots like us.
Speak for yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. Bo Spencer, the fine point guard for LSU,
yep,
questionable tonight. If he doesn't play, how does that change the dynamic? Garrett Temple, I would assume, would get more of the ball handling duties.
I would think you would, Mark, and I don't think it changes a whole lot. You know, there's a couple of elements in play tonight for LSU. You know, one is they're coming off clinching the regular season championship, clinching the number one spot. You know, winning or losing this game in that aspect doesn't really do anything, although they are playing for national seeding now. And you can bet Trent Johnson has them thinking about being as high as a 2 seed in the NCAA tournament if they can, you know, finish strong this year. So they've got that on one side. It's also senior night here. So there will be, I think, 5 LSU players honored on senior night, including Garrett Temple. It seems like a Temple has played at LSU, you know, since the mid-60s, you know, every year. So that's going to be a very emotional thing that Vanderbilt's going to have to be ready to deal with tonight. I don't know if Bo Spencer playing or not playing makes a huge difference, but they're going to have to be ready because LSU, I think, is going to bring a very intense game because of what they're playing for.
Remember the old Sonny Smith line when he talked about when he was coaching at Auburn, playing at Rupp Arena against Kentucky on senior night, and he said, "I knew I was in trouble when I looked at my bench and my players were crying at the introduction." <That's
right. laughs> Yeah, I saw Sonny at a banquet they had reception last night for the Atlantic Sun, and he told a couple of funny jokes. He kind of knew where the punchline was going to come, but it was about Wim Sanderson and going to heaven and that sort of thing.
Well, Sonny, some of my best memories of Sonny Smith were SEC tournaments and sitting behind the Auburn bench or close to the Auburn bench during an SEC tournament game. And Sonny was so interactive, with the crowd, with the media. He'd talk to you during the game. He was hysterical. And if you're ever fortunate enough to sit beside him during a game, you were so entertained. The stories just roll out of him.
What did he say? Whip Sanderson so dumb it took him 2 hours to watch 60 minutes.
Before we let you go, I was thinking, you guys are going to LSU and they call that place the Deaf Dome, and I can remember watching games as a kid and seeing Joe Dean and all them on TV, and I thought they were saying the Death Dome. And I thought, boy, that has got to be the toughest place in the country to play if you're going into the Death Dome. But maybe for Vanderbilt, that won't be the case tonight.
Well, Kevin, it's never, to be honest, it's never really been the Death Dome
like it was back then.
Yeah, that I can recall. Yeah. Now this year, it has been much more so. I think they've in fact had a record crowd this year. When they played Xavier, they had over 13,000. And so their crowds are much more up and hyped, and obviously their team is outstanding. Trent Johnson has really turned things around in a hurry down here, and he's gotten a lot of folks behind him. So I think it'll probably be the toughest atmosphere we've played in down here. There were games before we came down, several years ago where it was no issue.
Right.
There'd be 4,000 people there. It was not a problem.
Do you remember when Will Perdue was at Vanderbilt? I know we're over time here, but Jose Vargas of LSU was the one big man, and he really never did anything after LSU, but always ate Will's lunch. Will just couldn't play well against him, and he dominated pretty much everybody else in the conference.
Well, Vargas was one of those guys that was that studly body. Remember,
yeah.
He just looked like he was scary to look at. But he didn't play that well. He was a pretty good defender. And you're right, he had a good time with Will, but he never made it anywhere past that. But this team, this LSU team, is really talented with Thornton and with Tasman Mitchell, who seems like he's been there forever, and Garrett Temple, who really gets after you defensively. Jermaine's going to have a really good night tonight, and Vanderbilt's going to have to take care of the basketball against a very ball-hawking group. So, it'll be tough, but the Commodores, I think, got a boost of confidence playing in South Carolina, and hopefully he'll carry that over.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. Talk to you later.
Okay, guys, see you later.